listen, pass. A pledge of allegiance to God, God's holy word, a lamp to my feet, a light to my path, is for us to hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. A pledge of allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior's kingdom stands, one Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with God living in our holy word. A pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
All right. Excuse me. Our prayer list tonight, Mary Lou Rush, Joseph Smith, Dean Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Buff, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Scrantz, Mavis Keehan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, the Children's Home in India, Janice Hendrick, Jimmy Walker, Jacob Ruiz, Randy Lohman, Amy Claude, Lisa Love, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Ms. Brown, Preacher Danny Black, C.D. Rachel Hale, Conley Family, Ms. Russell, Tina Jones, Ms. Evans, Barbara, Randy, Tim Singerland, Sherry's dad and sister, Barry Brown, Scotty, Kim Walker, Ellen Shook, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Johnson family, Frankie Luann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jen Evil, Bill, Devin, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Jacob Banner, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Stormy Bingham, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Christy Waters' daughter, and Christy Hensley. Does anybody got anything to add or take away from the list?
Pastor in my church, for now, but I'm not writing down her name. I always call her and ask him. But the pastor down in the church where she go, and he can see some kind of problem they have, but I forgot to write down her name. But I go ask him, or write it down with him.
You say the pastor?
Yeah, his daughter. His daughter.
His daughter. Oh, okay.
His daughter. Gail?
I'm trying to think. Does she still go to
that church? Megan went away today.
Okay, she's over at Brother Painter's church. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that'd be Brother Painter's daughter. Okay.
Yeah.
You get the name for me. We'll
yeah, I will.
Put it on her. You want it?
What? On the prayer list?
No.
I just wanted to say, Lord, for saying it. Thanking him for all his blessings. Thanking him for coming and by her today. And she said, yes, let's go. Thanking my Lord for all the things he do for me. I feel good every day. Much better, much better. My legs is getting better, strong. And I getting good.
Amen.
Thanking God for making me feel so good.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. All the credit and glory to him because he will fix me.
Amen.
And I would like to thank the Lord for saving me as well, and thanking him to watch over to help me get through the presentation project.
Amen.
And I would like to thank the Lord to help me keep not getting expelled.
The other one's parents.
Mi familia,
I'm going to pray for my family.
Yeah.
Thanks. He wants to pray for her family.
Okay.
Okay.
Amen.
Anyone else? Okay, if not, all.
Thank you for saving me. And I thank you for all your blessings. And I thank you, and I thank him for helping me. I am just getting stronger and doing what I have to do. A lot more than I was.
Amen.
And I thank y'all for what I do. I thank y'all for him.
Can I tell you a story? I go Walmart to get groceries and I lost a stick.
You lost your stick?
I lost the stick. I left it. I used to go with my buggy, shopping cart, and go to my thing, put it on my grocery, and I left. I'm coming home. So I am home, I remember it. I remember it. I didn't tell the girl, but I didn't want to put it away. And I had to go back and get it.
All right. One else. Okay, if not, it's done.
Or
some.
dark world, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord. Ask it all in Jesus' name for his sake. He's worthy. Amen.
Amen.
School?
Yeah.
Where? What school? Elementary?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, my pastor Zach accused me that this was a phone. And it was not a phone. It was a kalimba.
Oh, you're speaking it.
Yeah, it looks comparable to the size of it, I guess. But apparently he thought I was on my phone, and I wanted to stay away from him because he embarrassed me for no reason. And my mom and Bobby told me I couldn't stay on my own because I don't know if it's Down syndrome, I don't know, a disability that I don't have. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's 235.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air. Come laughter, you and me, joy, start and share. What rejoicing that will be when the sun shall rise. Bid it for that jubilee yonder in the skies. Oh, why singing, oh, why shouting on the happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, why glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. Sing that now I almost see all the signs of day rising for the jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of the eye, change their twink to be. All the living saints who fly to that jubilee. Oh, why singing, oh, why shouting on the happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, why glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. When with all the heavenly hosts we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost, how let it ring. Millions that will join the song when answer shall be. Praising Christ to ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, why singing, oh, why shouting on the happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, why glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies.
Amen.
Sing you my song. I just want to thank the Lord for saving, thanking Him for letting me be in His house tonight.
Because He is the Lord. Chaco by the hay, been burning, needed Lord and guilt and shame. Then the hang on she is sisters me, and now why I no longer this thing. He touched me, oh, he touched me.
When nothing also help, Lord.
it's a preacher. Back in Colossians chapter 3 tonight, still working on the message here about what are we seeking? Okay, I'm pretty sure I can pray for this. Reading verse 9, that kind of overlaps more with what was last time. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Ain't we glad that old man's dead?
Amen.
And have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or non-uncircumcised, nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Cilician, bound nor free, for Christ is all in all.
Amen.
I'm glad that we got that new creature in Christ, don't you?
Amen.
That we are that new man.
Amen.
A new person. But you know, you look there at 11, and you know, like I told you last time, there's only two type of people. In God's eyes, is lost, and they're saved.
Amen.
All this other that we get quite categorized in, that's just man. Man, I thought, you know, each one of us, if we really just stop and think, how society has characterized us. And you know what groups say? We were all in like 20 or 30, probably 100 different groups.
Yeah.
You know, my size 9 1/2 shoe. So I get categorized with all the people that wear 9 1/2, you know, 9 1/2 shoe. You know, that's how society does. I mean, any way that they can separate us, that's what they want. Our government, they want us separated. You know, society wants us separated. You stay with your little group, we'll stay with our little group. The problem is, all of our little groups are intertwined. But God only has two groups.
Amen.
Sheep and goats.
Yep.
I'm glad that I am in the sheep. I'm found. I'm
Amen.
Saved.
Amen.
And that's the group that I associate with. That's the group that I'm in.
Amen.
But you know what? That other group, I'd like to get some of them traded over on our side.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know, every lost person that we can lead to Christ is a plus.
Amen.
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 All right, verse number 12. Put on therefore. Now listen to that. Put on. What happens when you put something on? You know, this morning I put a jacket where I put a shirt on. You know, a flannel shirt. Take my glasses off and put them back on. Therefore, put on. Tag 2.
Yep.
And it says, as the elect of God. Now, who is the elect of God?
Saved.
Jews. The elect is God's people, the Jews. Keep that in mind. So, in other words, what God's wanting us to do, what we've been told here is to put therefore on as God's people. Holy, beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meek and long suffering. You know, we're being encouraged here to add these things to ourselves.
Amen.
That's going to make us better Christians. You know, we want to know how to act like a Christian. Here's how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Become holy. And beloved. You have vows of mercy. You have kindness and humbleness of mind. You have meekness. You have long-suffering. You know, all these things is what, these are positive things. Folks, as Christians, we need to be adding to our lives. We need to put these things on as Christians. Amen? Sometimes we wonder why we're so weak. Do we have these characteristics? Have we put these things on in our lives and displayed them and used them and, you know, have we been long-suffering? Have we been meek? Have we been humble with humbleness in our minds? I'll tell you one thing, that devil working that mind, he'll put all kinds of junk in there.
Yeah.
Everything is an open, it's open season on that mind when it comes to the devil.
Yeah.
He'll plant everything he can in there.
Yeah.
You know, being kind. You know one of the easiest things it is to be is kind? To show kindness to someone.
Yeah.
And have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And we think about being holy You know, we can't imagine ourselves being holy because we look at this flesh. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. On the inside, that soul and that spirit lives in her. That thing can be holy. Now, this old rotten flesh, it ain't going to tell them what it'll do.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. But we need, as Christians, we need to look at these things and say, look, I need to be this way. Forbearing one another in forgiveness, forgiving one another. You know, that, right there is a word, a place where we really have a hard time in it.
Yeah.
Somebody does us wrong, buddy, we want to punch them right in the nose. That's the characteristics of this flesh. But you know, we need to have mercy on them. That's what it said in the verse above, wasn't it? To have mercy.
Yeah.
You know, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If a man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also we do ye. We're supposed to forgive, like, right? Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I've done more as a lost sinner against Christ than I have anybody else in this world. And He forgave me.
Amen.
I mean, totally. I mean, it ain't none of this burying the hatchet, leaving the handle sticking out stuff. He forgave me. I'm forgiven. And you know what? Because He loved me and forgave me, He expects me and He expects you to forgive others.
Amen.
And man, that is a hard thing for us to comprehend and understand and do.
Amen.
Because this old flesh is evil, is wicked, is nasty, is dirty.
Yep.
But that lives on the inside, folks, is clean and pure.
Amen.
It's pure. And it's able to forgive.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes it's old folks how we are. And you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I do. I sometimes get weak in that area. Especially when you try to forgive someone and they just keep on.
Yeah.
But you figure, Jesus, you think about Jesus. Think about Him hanging there on that cross. He's hanging there on that cross and for those people that was crucifying Him. What did He say? He said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. Even on the cross being crucified, Jesus was forgiving the people that were literally killing Him. And somebody comes along and offends us and we can't forgive them for that for nothing. And all they done was just lick the little red off our candy. It ain't like they killed us. But Jesus there, hanging on that cross. Lord, forgive them for they know not what they do. Ain't it wonderful that we got a Savior that can forgive? You know, He expects us to forgive. But He also knows that we're weak. And He forgives us even when we can't forgive someone else. He still forgives us. Amen. And all and above all these things, everything that's been listed up through here, above all those things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. how charitable are we? I have to admit, I fell there too.
Me too.
I mean, I try. But folks, we need to strive, most of all, to respect the Lord and do charity. To do without expecting anything in return. I don't know, this stuff is hitting home pretty hard, ain't it? Okay, and let the peace of God rule in your heart. Folks, we need to let the Lord rule in our heart, not the devil. What is God? It's love. And if we let God in our hearts, then what are we letting in our hearts? Love. To the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. You know, I guess one of the most things that I'm thankful for, this happened in the last few weeks, month, is to see how the Lord has touched my life and yours. That is one thing I am thankful for. I give Him praise and honor for that.
Amen.
And every once in a while I'm praying, it'll come on my heart and I'll think, Lord, thank you for what you've done for Christy.
Amen.
I mean, that poor woman was having a rough time there for a while. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. You know, Solomon was asked, what is it that you want? Well, I'll give you anything you need. Anything you want. He said, wisdom. Yep. Because wisdom of God's word is something that we need. Teaching, and I'm going to see if I can say this, admonishing one another. And that word, we know what the word teaching means, to teach. The other word, it is to, I'm trying to think of the definition that I read. Just to put it in simple words, is to show someone to, you know, not forcibly, but gently bring to their knowledge. Mm-hmm. About things or something. Mm-hmm. You know, not harshly. You know, I think one of the words they used was scorn. Not hard, but, you know, you want to impress on somebody about God's word. One another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. How many of you like to sing? You like to sing to yourself when you're out somewhere doing? I do all the time. Christy will say, who are you talking to? Well, I'm just singing. I can't carry a tune in a bucket, but I like to sing. I like to sing them all songs of Zion, you know. I find, you know, I was aggravating Debbie, you know, when I was a bush hogging out behind her house, the field behind her house. I'm like, you probably heard me out there on that tractor singing at the top of my voice. Now, I didn't hear your tractor was covering you up pretty good, but I'm like, I was. I like to sing. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Folks, we need to be thanking God. And you know, I'm going to be honest with you. There are times when you're, you know, all by yourself, or even if you're walking down the grocery aisle in the grocery store, and you're singing. Yeah. You know, that's giving thanks to the Lord. When you're singing them songs to Him, mm-hmm. Amen. That's something special. Now I'm going to leave off right there at 17 and pick up at 18 because it starts a new thought. I'm going to do that Sunday morning. But folks, we need to pull close to the Lord. We need to take it and go back and read this chapter and see if we can seek the things and find these things and add them to our lives that, you know, Brother Paul was talking about here in this scripture. To be holy, to have bowels of mercy, beloved, kindness, humbleness, meekness, long-suffering, to be able to forgive in any circumstance. You know? You know, and then, you know, it got up in verse 8 where it was things that we were supposed to take away. You know, like, you know, anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy and filthy communications. You know, all these things we want to take away. Leave the things in this earth, with the earth, this world, and pick up the things of God. Amen. All right, that's all I got tonight. All right. Bow our heads. Oh, Heavenly, gracious Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we just thank you for these words that's been read in our presence tonight, Lord. We just pray that we can take these things and add them to our lives. And the ones that need to be withdrawn, Lord, we just pray, God, that you'd help us to take them out of our lives. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you'd make us strong Christians, that we can stand boldly in these days that we live that's so evil. And Lord, show the love of you in our lives where people out there in the world can see that you are indeed God and you are the only God. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you'd help us, Lord, to live each and every day, Lord, with you in our hearts and our minds and our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. Everybody make welcome to our visitor.
Can I bring that slide on, Christy?
Please.
I will bring you everything to the church.
Okay. Is that
She happy.
Coming.
Thank you.
Something up here.
Yes.
Finally.